It's been 2 weeks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Since a freight train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, burning for days, spewing toxic spills and smoke, and since then, fish have died, and people report headaches and sore throats and rashes. Here's Fox's Brooke Singman.
More residents complain of symptoms and reactions from the toxic chemicals spreading through the air and the water. But residents say the problem is out of the railway's hands and are calling on the Biden administration to step up and send aid to their town.
But FEMA's rejected disaster resistance so far. President Biden's calling for better rules on how to deal with unidentified objects after the three shot down recently.
If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
The president says nothing suggests the three still unknown objects were related to the Chinese spy balloon downed almost 2 weeks ago. He spoke after getting a physical that shows the 80-year-old president has an irregular heartbeat, acid reflux, arthritis, and asthma.
But they are all kept in check, and also a small lesion on his chest was sent off for biopsy, but the doctor said he is fit and is in vigorous shape.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The president got his physical at Walter Reed Medical Center, where Senator John Fetterman is right now. The Pennsylvania Democrat checked himself in to treat clinical depression that a Fetterman statement says became severe recently. Fetterman spent 2 days in a hospital last week after feeling lightheaded. He was elected to the Senate in November, months after suffering a stroke. They did not find election fraud, but a special grand jury does believe in Georgia there was perjury from witnesses who testified in its investigation into Trump attempts to overturn his election loss in Georgia. No names were mentioned, but the jury recommends prosecutors pursue possible charges.
D.A. Willis is said to be looking closely at a group of fake electors and into the former president's phone calls seeking to find votes.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Republicans put the spotlight on the border again during what has been a record surge of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally, coupled with a lot of drug smuggling.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy telling reporters during a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona.
No one believes our border is secure. Not the border agents, not America.
He and four GOP House freshmen discussing border security and the fentanyl crisis.
Every state in the country has become a border state with this fentanyl crisis because it's impacting our communities in different ways.
Arizona Congressman Juan Ciscomani. McCarthy calls out the Biden administration vowing to bring committees to the border. A rep for the White House accusing Republicans of focusing on a partisan publicity stunt instead of solutions. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's an empty cell on death row in Texas, but not because someone got a lethal injection. Hank Skinner's execution was scheduled for September, but he died from complications following surgery in December to remove a brain tumor. Skinner was 60. He'd spent nearly half his life on death row for murdering a woman and her two sons in 1993. Police in Los Angeles are searching for a gunman who may be targeting Jewish victims in two shootings in 2 days.
The LAPD says both men were shot from moving cars, and they believe the same man is responsible for both shootings. Avi Gruen is a rabbi at one of the synagogues.
I don't remember any other time in the past where we've had people in the community being shot at, especially leaving synagogue. So it's for sure definitely a lot of people are nervous about it.
Both victims are expected to recover, security being stepped up around synagogues in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall again. Futures are down, but not nearly as much as yesterday's sell-off when the Dow plunged 431 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.